In the city of Prague, in the land of Czechoslovakia, in the year 1923, there was a church. But the building did not look much like a church. It had no bells, no spires, no stained glass window. It had no organ to make beautiful music. It didn't even have a piano like we do. It had no carvings of wood or statues of stone. It had no candles or chalices. It had no flowers. The church did have some things. It had four walls and a ceiling and a floor. It had a door and some windows. It had some wooden chairs. Very hard wooden chairs. But that was all, plain and simple. Except the church also had people. People who came to it every Sunday. It had a minister. His name was Norbert Chapik. He had been the minister at the plain and simple church for 2 years. Every Sunday, Minister Chapik went to church and he spoke to the people while they listened, while they sat quietly in those hard wooden chairs. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they went home. That was all. No music, no candles, no food, not even coffee or donuts. Springtime came to the city of Prague, and Reverend Chapik went out for a stroll. The rains had come, the birds were singing, and flowers were blooming all over the land. The world was beautiful. Then an idea came to him, simple and clear, plain as the day. The next Sunday, he asked all the people in the church to bring a flower or a budding branch, even a twig. Each person was to bring one. What kind? They asked. What color? What size? They were Unitarians. You choose, he said. Each of you choose what you like. And so on the next Sunday, which was the first day of summer, the people came with flowers of all different colors and sizes and kinds. There were yellow daisies and red roses. There were white lilies and blue asters, dark-eyed pansies and light green leaves, pink and purple, orange and gold. There were all those colors and more. Flowers filled the vases and the church wasn't so plain anymore. Minister Chapik spoke to the people while they listened. These flowers, he said, are like ourselves. Different colors, different shapes, and different sizes, each needing different kinds of care, but each beautiful, each important in its own way. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they each chose a different flower from the vases before they went home. And that was all. Beautiful, plain and simple as the day. So this flower ceremony or flower communion reminds us of Reverend Chapik. We do this in his honor. Today marks the 95th anniversary of the creation of Flower Communion, and I received an email from the minister in Czechoslovakia who said, would you like to join all the UU churches around the world who are doing Flower Communion on June 4th? And I said, and we said, yes. We are part of a big tradition. You have been doing Flower Communion for a long time here, honoring the memory and the legacy of Reverend Chapik. And so today, my first Flower Communion with you is very special. It's very moving. So this flower ceremony is adapted from a script written by Reginald Zottoli. I think it's magic that so many different people that I don't even know around the world are speaking the exact same words today at different times. Today, we place our flowers in a common vase, remembering we are all individuals, but we are also people of a common faith. If you haven't already done so, I invite you to please come up and bring your flower and put it in a vase. Let us take a moment to contemplate the beauty of the flowers, to see our own reflection in them, to see our own beauty in them, to see our beautiful diversity in them. We are all children of the earth and sky, and we are given warmth and light from above and below. We are supported by earth's strong, firm ground. We build homes, till the fields, and plant gardens. When we are aware of blossoms, birds, and sky, then earth is truly our home. We are one with all Earth's creatures. As I mentioned before, this ceremony celebrates Norbert Chapek. This ceremony was created in 1923. It is a ritual to celebrate the beauty of our faith and all the people in it. In each flower, Reverend Chapek saw hope for humanity, even though he would later die because of his beliefs. Let us take a moment to remember him, to thank him for this legacy of beauty. Spirit of life, bless us. Remind us that we meet in fellowship and love. Even though we are all different, we gather as one in love. Remind us that we gather in friendship where we share who we are. Friendship is the most precious gift. Let us remember that we all do what we can and we are all needed to make this beautiful world. Each of you has brought a flower and you have chosen it for its beauty, for its color, for its shape, for its fragrance. Something called to you about that flower. Hold it in your mind's eye with care. Envision your soul being embraced by beauty, by that tiny little flower. Allow the flowers to symbolize the love that is hidden deep inside of us. Flowers are beautiful, and so are the feelings of love inside us. Among us, we have brought our flowers and our love to brighten our church and to make our hearts glad. The blessing of the flowers will be in the words of Reverend Chapek, both a blessing that he wrote while he was enjoying life and freedom and beauty and community with his congregation, And words that he wrote while in a concentration camp, words that were smuggled out of Dachau by his daughter. He wrote, "All human beings are created in the name of joy and happiness, but thousands of troubles surround us, tormenting us with sadness. If a person cannot see beauty in the world around them, then troubles and sadness tie them down. The beauty of the clouds floating in the sky, the beauty of the spring rain, the beauty of flowers, the beauty of friendship, and the beauty of love. May we see that beauty. May true humanity spread out in human hearts. May we all get our daily bread. May people forgive each other their trespasses and not bring each other into temptation through hatred. May peace spread across all the earth." He wrote, "My life is made worthwhile by fighting bravely on for those ideals I hold most great and holy. Though evil winds may blow, they will not rock the calm in my soul, which remains both quiet and lowly. I might be disappointed. I might fall in the fight, but I am sure that my life was worth living. The life which is to come has been my holy shrine. I trust that I have lived a life worth living. For heaven waits for those whose spirits have won through, but I am sure that my life was worth living. And they will find the sun whose minds have let them rise and stand against the darkness and the mayhem. I might be disappointed. I might fall in the fight, but I am sure that my life was worth living. The life which is to come has been my holy shrine. I trust that I have lived a life worth giving." Amen.